So, just before we have the next speaker, noch eine Ansage, das haben wir vergessen vorhin. Super wichtig. Willkommen, liebe Radfahrer, 3.500 Radfahrer! Schön, dass ihr da seid. With 3.500 people coming by bike. Thank you. All right, folks, it's my great pleasure to announce another guest. Who came from very far? Let me have a look. Yes. Please give us a very warm hand to our next speaker. His name is Manuel Pulga Vidal, and he comes from the World Wildlife Fund. Manuel, you're coming from Peru, is that right?
Yeah, Peru, yeah.
Great. Bienvenidos a Bonn.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Hello. Bula. Bula. Help me to have the world listening us. And call now. And call now. And call now. And call now. And call now.
And call now. And call now. And call now. And call now.
We are here. To remind, we are here to keep and we are here to act. We are here 2 days ahead of COP23 under the presidency of Fiji, so we should remind that we are working for a small island country, that we are working for the most vulnerable, so that we are working for all who is suffering the consequences of climate change. We are here to remind those people, the most vulnerable, the minority, the poorest, that needs our support. So because of that, and call now,
and call now, and call now, and call now, and call now, and call now.
And we need to remind that we are in a time of implementation. So we do need to move our effort to implement the Paris Agreement, to keep the promise of Paris, to get the 1.5. And to get that, to respect what we have done through the Paris Agreement, we need to end coal. It is the only way. So again, end coal now. And call now! And call now!
And call now! And call now! And call now! And call now!
And that is why we need to define a clear deadline for the coal, a clear deadline to end coal, to end mines, to end export, import, production and use. It is the only way, because coal, it is related to health. Coal, it is related to air quality. Coal, it is related to what we are seeking, that it is a better life. And for that, what we do need, it is to move just transition. We need to move a clear and strong just transition policies on behalf of the people who need to transit to some other activities related to clean energy. It is the only way. Because if we don't end coal, it is as to try to solve a problem of alcoholism with more alcohol. We cannot address the climate challenge with more coal. If we are not able to end the coal, we cannot assure to keep the promise of Paris. So that is why we do need to make the world listening us. So, and call now. And call now.
And call now. And call now. And call now. And call now.
And let me finish saying that this is the COP of Fiji. Sure, it is the COP of Fiji, but we are in Germany, and we do need to encourage the Germans, to encourage the German government to keep the promise of cutting 40% of emission by 2020. But for that, the German needs to end coal, needs to address and to define a clear deadline to end coal here in Germany. That is the only way in which the Germans This is the only way in which we can align the international leadership of Germany with their domestic responsibility. Let me finish by saying that in this time in which the Germans are working in creating the coalition, it should be a key element of the coalition, the end and phase out of coal. That should be in the work plan of the German governmental coalition. Thank you, and call now.